On a warm summer day, I found myself in the offices of writer, producer, and showrunner Sidney Galland in the elegant 8th arrondissement of Paris. We talked about how his quest to adapt a novel for French TV by the American crime writer Harlan Coben required more than guts, talent, and audacity. He had to learn English.
I first met Sidney, I would say 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
5 years ago at Direct to Series, which is the French TV festival in Los Angeles, and he had brought two episodes of Une Chance de Trop, which is an adaptation of the Harlan Coben novel, No Second Chances.
Exactly.
That's it. And at the time, Sidney did not speak much English at all.
Not at all. I'm really proud today to be able to talk in English and to do this interview in English. But Harlan Coben changed my life just because I had a goal. Here in France, Harlan Coben is very famous,
yes,
and popular. But when we read the book, he's in French.
Mm-hmm.
And I decide to talk to Harlan Coben, even if I don't speak in English. And I hire a teacher, and I record everything I have to say to Harlan Coben. So I manage myself to go to New York to meet him, and I knock in his door, and Harlan Coben accepts to drink a coffee with me. And I say, "Hi, Harlan Coben, I'm Sidney Galland, and I want to work with you." He says, "Okay, what do you want to do?" "I send you a treatment because I hired a French writer who can write in English." And I told her, "I don't have the rights, but I want you to send a treatment to Harlan Coben because I'm sure I can do something with his novel." And I was the first producer who had a Harlan Coben for TV series. And Harlan said, "Okay, Sidney, can I ask you a question? Why do you think you would succeed where all the American producers failed to adapt me as a TV series?" And I told him, "Because I already talked to my French producers, the French broadcasters, and I told them, you will follow me." And he said, "But it's not true, Sidney." But I say, "If you say yes today, we have a lunch in today with TF1, and they're already okay to greenlight the project." He said, "Are you crazy, my friend?" And I said, "No, I'm not crazy. It's just your choice." He said, "If you speak English in 1 year, I will give you my rights." I just learned English in 1 year,
yeah,
by doing 2 hours by day with a teacher, and because Harlan Coben was calling me every day.
Not only did this rapport with Harlan Coben turn Sidney into an Anglophone, Une Chance de Trop became a hit drama series.
1 year after, the show became the best rating ever for 10 years in France.
That first success led Harlan to tell Sidney,
"You know what, my friend? Now you can do what you want with my IP." And I set up a second show, and we work together with Netflix. And now we have a lot of things together. We are close. We are not only business partner, we are friends. And it changed my life because today I'm here in Saint-Honoré in Make It Happen studio. And because people heard about that story, and also because now I speak English, I can work with different partner, not only with French partner.
And isn't even the name of your company, Make It Happen,
yeah,
a tribute to, wasn't that something that Harlan suggested,
exactly,
to you? So it's such an American name.
I love that because after Une Chance de Trop, the thing is my life changed because now people say, "Oh my God, he's very young, but he can do this kind of thing."
Mm-hmm.
So investor came to me and support me to build my company. And I was thinking for a name. And I remember what Harlan said when he gave me the right. He said, "Okay, Sidney, we talked to TF1, we are going to do this adaptation and to do this drama series, so go back to France and make it happen." So it's a gift for Harlan Coben,
mm-hmm,
because I know when you want something, believe in yourself and go to make it happen.
Yeah, and in a funny way, it's a very sort of American mentality, which is some people also say is a very immigrant mentality. You have no choice but to do it yourself.
Exactly.
And you will hear no more times say yes, but you will be stronger and hardier than anyone who's got a lot more money because you have no other choice.
Exactly. But just to follow what you said, the thing is, my background is easy. My mother is a Haitian political refugee, and I have no degrees, and I signed in a French Foreign Legion when I was 17, and 3 years after I decided to resign, and I was lost with nothing, and was I have no money, nothing, and I decide to move to Paris. And the thing is, when you have nothing, you will just win. You will have more. So everything is possible for me. When I start as a receptionist at Canal Plus. But for me, it was like the best job ever. 1 year after, I become a production assistant in a company called GLA, and I was 23 years old. It was the best job ever. After that, I become a producer, a writer. I sold my first script for MCs. I was 25 years old, and it was the best job ever. So each step of my life was like a dream. So the thing is, I can talk to anybody. The thing is, I will win something. A fucking good meeting. And if you say yes, it will be good. If you say no, nothing will change. It will be a good experience.
That your experience here, as you describe it, is not unlike what it is in Los Angeles. To come, even if you have a law degree, even if you went to Harvard, you're starting in the mailroom. Okay. Or you're going to be an assistant. And you may be an assistant for 3 or 4 years. So what you did, no degrees, you were way ahead.
Here in France, I have to hide the fact I have no degrees. Now, when I say I have no degree, oh my God, you are a fucking good producer, senior, you have no degrees. But if I start by telling them I have no degrees, everybody will say, okay, we don't want to talk to you because I don't think
it's
you understand.
Class.
Exactly, it's about class. So I'm proud today maybe to be an example for the young generation, for the immigrants, for the foreign people, because I want them to understand, don't care about where you come from, who you are, your social level, your class level. The thing is, you want to do something, do it.
Now let's talk specifically about writers here in TV. I think there are a number of very established French TV writers, and there are kids coming out of La Famille, Sea, Icar, and various programs, but there's also a rich tradition of novelists and playwrights and documentary makers and other writers here in France that maybe have never considered TV writing as a profession, or they didn't know how to get into it. What do you think is the next level of training to recruit and create those TV writers that are gonna take French TV to the next stage?
And I think that we have to learn from your industry about how to secure and to pay in a fluent way the writer. Because the thing is, it's very hard because you have a lot of competition. And when you hire a writer, you hire him only for one project and not for enough money. And the thing is, enough money, yes, but the timeline, it's too long. So the thing is, they can't just work on your project. And I think in America, when you do a writing room, you hire people for a specific period.
Rest.
And they can be focused only on your project. And the thing is, it's very hard in France to explain to a writer, just work for my project. The only thing is, because it's not about the money, it's about the fact that the development process is too long.
Right.
So if we want to shift our development process and to bring more writer, more different writer, we have to be sure we can guarantee them not only a good project, but also a period to bring this project. So I think we have to work on this. So that's why I think your experience of the writing room could be very useful for the young generation of writer, for the novelist, for you talk about people who come from different industry. Look at Marshall here. He's an ex-cop, and people hire him to write some movies. The thing is, for me, writer is it's a job. Now the new generation understand that, because we have a lot of big school and now it's professional. But years ago, it was just entertaining, it was just a part of your job. But today, there is a biggest consideration of the writer, and I think it's very good, but we are late, but it's good for us because there are so many things to do.
So what's next for Sydney now that he's mastered English?
I speak English now. I'm not really fluent, but now I want to raise my English skills, but I have to move from Paris and to be more with English-speaking people. But thanks to the market, because everything is changing, and now everybody wants us, even if we are French, to work in English. So you are my teachers.
Oh,
so it's wonderful.